In Paul's situation, the culture demanded something of them in order for them to be heard. Paul and Timothy yielded on it because circumcision is a non-essential. They say it doesn't matter if we do it, but we'll get a hearing if we do it. So let's do it. Here's the sick twist. Our culture does not demand that we be or do anything in order for us to speak with them about Jesus. But you know what we do? We are now the ones who demand that they yield non-essentials in order for them to hear us. Here's a few things. How many people, you never even get an opportunity to share Jesus with a person because you can't get past the fact that they're a Democrat? You can't get past the fact that they're a Democrat. And you'll argue the merits because they believe the Constitution is a living document. Do I agree with that? That's not the point. It's non-essential. They don't have to be a Republican to be a Christian. They don't have to be libertarian to be a Christian. It's non-essentials. It's earthly talk. Let them be what they're going to be. I want to share Jesus with you. That is what is important to me. How many people never even get to the point of sharing Jesus because on social media or out of their mouth, they demand that everybody be a Republican and anyone who is not is stupid. And so somebody says, well, I'll never even talk to you about Jesus. If Christians are like that, I don't want to be one. You know what we've done? We've twisted this text, and now we have demanded that unbelieving people yield non-essentials in order to hear the gospel. If that didn't tree you, one of these will. What if somebody doesn't like your favorite politician? What if somebody doesn't like Ted Cruz or Donald Trump? What if you were a Hillary Clinton supporter? What if somebody doesn't like her or President Obama? What if somebody doesn't like him? You see how that stirs up emotion in you as soon as I say those names? Non-essentials. Let's get to the gospel. How about this? Would you demand that a person quit drinking alcohol before you share Jesus with them? I had an old friend tell me one time that he had gone with a much more seasoned believer, and they had gone on a trip for visitation. They had gone into this man's home to share the gospel with this man. And the older gentleman never got around to sharing Jesus with this man who was without Christ on his couch. He never got around to sharing Jesus with him. The younger man had to, because the older man could not get past the fact that there was a beer on the coffee table. Non-essential. It's a non-essential. Let's talk about Jesus. Jesus is primary. Let's not focus on secondary, non-essential things. Let's quit demanding that people yield to our preferences. How about this? Would you be a little hesitant to approach somebody and talk to them about Jesus because they're listening to those certain country music songs or they're listening to rap? Would you expect somebody to, hey, quit dressing like a thug and start acting like a middle-class white American? Would you have the thought in your mind that this person needs to act respectable before I have a conversation? How dare we? How dare we demand that somebody else, a person who doesn't believe in Jesus, lay down something so petty and non-essential to the gospel before we ever love them in the name of Jesus? Friends, we ought not call people to lay aside non-essentials when it comes to sharing the gospel with them.